Greetings. This is News and Views from the Gunflint Trail. Winter remains real, with a capital R, along the Gunflint, as we end week 3 of the new year. Another run of frosty Northland persona has showed determined grit since we last gathered around the radio. With exception of a one-day respite of semi-warmth in this neighborhood, the thermometers have been stuck in the minus category, matching the previous 2 weeks. Even on the day we did feel a bit of warmth, our winter wasn't compromised as clouds opened up and dropped little over half foot of snow along the mile of pine. Since then, we've even added a little more. It's anyone's guess as to what will come next, but a good bet on cold makes sense, since this time of the seasonal calendar is usually the coldest of all. Cold as it's been outside, cold has also been a problem indoors here at Wildersmith. I don't mean the living conditions, though. This household has been sick with an ugly upper respiratory cruds since we came home from the Gunflint mail run. If listeners heard last week's broadcast, you no doubt realize I was not in usual voice. Feeling pretty punky, it was a raspy struggle. I apologize for my congested attempt, but the news must be heard. If any listeners had trouble understanding my plugged-up jargon, you might want to visit the WTIP Wildersmith Archives and read the website posting for January 12. It will likely be clearer reading than it was as an audio. In any event, after being housebound except for a run to the mailbox and an occasional trip to the woodshed over the past week, our physical status appears to be on the upswing, commencing this week's scoop last Sunday evening. Thanks to mounds of nasal tissues, routine gulps of adult Tussin, and bowls of hot soup, I think we'll live. And yes, we each had our flu shots. Meanwhile, since my connections to the wildland world have been limited, people happenings have not been heard. However, we've been entertained by hungry critters, the likes of which are hard to comprehend when conditions have been so frigid. Like water is life, so too is a full tummy in the wild neighborhood. We have marveled at the activity of pine martens at seemingly all hours of the day and into the night. It can be hard to differentiate one from another. But for sure, there are no less than 3 and perhaps twice that many, based on efforts to distinguish one furry critter from another. Lately, we've had a few table leftovers that I put out for the Blue Jays. You know they'll eat anything. And have discovered these martens have taken to them more readily than expected, in spite of knowing they prefer raw meat to anything processed. A leftover portion of scalloped ham and potatoes was dished out recently, and although the jaybirds swooped in for more than their share, an observant martin found it to be suitable too, as it munched on the sliced taters. Interesting. The complexity of what hunger is for all beings in creation is renewed daily right here in our simple Northwoods setting. Nobody should have to go hungry. On a closing note, the trout season is now open on border lakes, and several anglers braved the bitterness on Gunflint Lake last weekend. According to a few reports, the trout were hanging out below the 20 inches of ice, but not really interested in providing a fisherman's dinner. My good friend down the road, who always seems to catch like a green-thumbed gardener with uncanny success, and his buddies brought a few onto the ice. However, he too indicated none were of the whopper variety. As often happens, one to write home about only made it halfway onto the ice before breaking off and taking an underwater hike. For sure, there'll be better days ahead, as there never was an angler born who isn't an eternal optimist. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, with a magnetism for hard water fishing, a pulling delight.